Harry Potter, the Baffin's Milton Rovers hero, joins us for South Coast Sports Radio. Harry, you're a wizard.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect it when I came on. I just wanted to try and run the channels and do what I can. But to come up with a winner was pretty awesome, to be honest, yeah.
You can see what it means to the boys from the changing room, banging the roofs. I'm sure Yvonne won't be happy with that, putting the roofs in their new changing rooms.
No, I don't think Louis's too happy about that. But main thing is, I know it's really cliche that we got the win, but to come on and score a winner like that, and then in those circumstances, one of the most important goals I've ever scored for the club. So, and it's just gone some way to paying back for them, obviously bringing me over here, and because obviously it's coming up with that sort of goal is pretty big.
You've come in from Clanfield, who you face on Monday. I'll go on to that. But what does Baffin's mean to you?
Well, what attracted me to the club was the fact that they're good football inside, but what attracted me mainly was the fact that what they're trying to build here. I mean, I'm coming up 28 this year, so I want to try and obviously leave a mark somewhere. I mean, I love it over Clanfield. I love all the boys over there. Some of them are my best mates. But like I say, obviously just these next few years are my last of being fully fit and etc. But I want to have a decent pre-season and go out to Wessex next year really hard. So, yeah.
Do the lads really believe now that it is going to be Wessex League football? Because people say, oh, we can only take one game at a time. You guys actually believe you're going to be a Wessex League club next year, don't you?
Yeah, well, what are we? We're 6 points clear with a game in hand. I mean, we'd have to do something pretty bad now to mess it up. But obviously, it's like anything. I mean, you look at teams that are trying to fight for it in the top level. They never say about winning it, do they? They just say every game, next game, everything like that. But they are right. It's cliche, but it is the way it is in every level of football. You just got to keep playing to the end.
He hasn't stood behind you, but Louis is the manager of Baffin's Milton Rovers. He's a pretty unique manager, isn't he?
Oh, he absolutely creases me up. Some of the things he comes out with, but I tell you what, his heart's in the right place. He's always up for the challenge. He revs us up every game. Can't fault him at all. But there, like I say, can't praise him enough really for what he's done over here.
What did he say in the changing room at the end? I was there, so we had to back you up. What did he say to you guys at the end? Obviously, cut out the bad language.
He just said, first half wasn't great. You watched the game. We weren't really in it. It was a scrappy old game just before the rain come down before the game. But what he said mainly was just to go out there, put the effort in, because that wasn't there in the first half. And once we matched them for effort, the class came through, and obviously we got the 3 points. So
need to talk to you about Clanfield, local derby for you against your mates. What's going through your mind?
Being honest, I'm obviously really, really excited about playing them, but obviously nervous because I don't want them to at all have the bragging rights. Plus, we're trying to get the points in the bag. So, I mean, like I said, I'm going to try and take the emotion away from the game. I mean, they're a lovely group of lads, and like I say, but when it comes, when we cross that white line, it's not going to be that. It's going to be best man wins.
What one thing that's been pointed out to me is that you have fitted so well into the squad. It'd be so easy for you with your name, obviously, not taking the mic, but that sets you apart from other players. Do you think that it's sometimes harder for you to fit into a change room? You've done it here.
Well, I've had it since school. The boys have literally, like I said, I've always had some battles, especially against Mike Mallory at the back. Me and him have had some disgusting battles back there. But to actually come into the dressing room with him, I tell you what, he's a leader. He's one of the main reasons why we're up where we are, is because of his belief. And the boys in general.
He's not nice on the pitch, though, is he?
Oh, he's a horrible man on the pitch.
He scares me as a lino sometimes.
But off the pitch, I tell you what, his heart's in the right place, and he's a warrior. He's exactly what every team needs. I hate playing against him, love playing with him.
I think it's just out of earshot. Sam Willett, dressing room joker, apparently.
I don't know why, though, that hairline.
is going out, Harry.
Yeah, I know, but no, Sam Willett's his class. He's been one of the main ones that's welcomed me into the group, so can't fault him. His work ethic's unreal. All the boys' work ethic's unreal. That's one thing that's impressed me since I've been here. It's not only the quality, it's the fact that they just put it in right to the end, never say die attitude. Like, we come up with the last winner there, sorry, and we walk away with 3 points. It's just brilliant.
I never thought I'd be sat with Harry Potter, but thank you so much for the chat, Harry. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Cheers. So much for that. Absolutely, yeah, bonus. I'll get that uploaded. Thank you. Are you on Twitter?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll get that uploaded. Willett, you got mentioned. That's a game, Mallers. Apparently, I said you're a horrible man on the pitch. You're an absolute, no, him, he's vile on the pitch.
You said I'm a horrible man?
I said you're vile on the pitch.
That's not very nice, is it?
You're horrible on the pitch. I mean that nicely. I mean that nicely.